AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Governor Ron DeSantis is telling people in Florida to get ready now for Hurricane Ian. It's now in the Gulf of Mexico, near Cuba and the Cayman Islands. The warm weather is expected to give Ian strength. Landfall is possible Wednesday in Florida.
Of course, that track is still uncertain. It could absolutely wobble further into the peninsula or even further away from the peninsula. You will see storm surge in places like Southwest Florida, even though the storm is projected to be 100 or 150 miles off the coast of Southwest Florida.
Tampa and St. Petersburg appear to be among the most likely targets for their first direct hit by a major hurricane since 1921. President Biden is announcing a new initiative that would eventually allow consumers to see a more complete price on airline tickets, including baggage and change fees, before they buy. This is Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Add-on fees hit the most vulnerable Americans the hardest. The president will highlight how companies sneak fees onto bills, prevent customers from seeking the full price of what they're buying up front, and how they used termination fees to make it harder for consumers to switch their service providers.
Some of the West's fiercest critics made their cases in the closing hours of the UN General Assembly meeting of world leaders. Syria and North Korea accused the United States and its allies of trying to impose their will on the world. Planned Parenthood asked a judge in Arizona to put on hold a ruling that allowed prosecutors to enforce a Civil War-era law banning abortion in nearly all cases. Pfizer is asking the Food and Drug Administration to expand use of its updated coronavirus booster shot to children 5 to 11. A 3-year-old boy who allegedly was pushed into Lake Michigan in Chicago by his aunt last week has died. Recession fears are growing. The Dow finished down 329 points. This is AP News. A Kentucky man convicted in a 1997 school shooting will spend the rest of his life in prison.
Michael Carneal was 14 years old when he killed three classmates and wounded five others at a school in Heath, Kentucky, just outside Paducah. The victims had been in a prayer circle in the lobby. Now 39, Carneal asked last week that he be allowed to live with his parents and continue his mental health treatment. But voting unanimously...
Ms. Lathan, how do you vote?
Serval.
Mr. Helbig, how do you vote?
Serval.
The parole board said no.
Your crime involved a weapon. You had lives taken. And the seriousness, again, it is the decision of the parole board today to allow you to serve out the remainder of your sentence. Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Carneal will have no other opportunity for parole. I'm Norman Hall.
Police in Chicago say a man used a fire escape to get into a police facility and grabbed at least two guns before he was shot and wounded by police. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.